desk when, last Thursday, August the 22nd, I was in San Francisco just catching a plane home from the WESCON, the Western Conference of Electronic Manufacturers show in San Francisco. And out on one of the auxiliary runways, we spotted this super constellation with the strange sign Project Magnet on the tail. I happened to be in the restaurant shortly after that, and two gentlemen, which were obviously pilots, sat down about one seat away from me and started discussing the ship that they'd flown in here for part of the National Geophysical Year conference, which seemed to be simultaneous with the WESCON conference in San Francisco. And I was quite familiar with the constellation since I had tested these ships when I was a flight test engineer at Lockheed, and I asked them if Project Magnet on the tail signified the same as Wilbert Smith's Project Magnet in Canada. And the gentlemen were a little bit startled, and they said, why, yes, we're closely related. I asked them if, for old time's sake, I might be able to come out and take a look through the ship. They granted me permission. So on the way in and out, I shot a few photographs. These are a few from this series. Now, the second shot shows clearly the markings on the ship, the constellation, the tip tanks, etc. The third shot shows a Mr. Crow, C-R-O-W, the gentleman with the beard, standing beside the magnetic anomaly detector, which was in the aft end of the constellation. I struck up a conversation with Mr. Crow, and he spoke rather guardedly that this constellation was a number, one of a number, unspecified, of ships specifically equipped with these extremely highly sensitive magnetometers. He said that the magnetic anomaly detector, which was vertically polarized as opposed to horizontally polarized for the World War II units, which are still classified as secret, had an absolute sensitivity of from 10 to 20 gamma, which I felt was rather remarkable compared to the old anti-submarine detectors that were used in World War II. I pressed him a little bit on the subject, naturally, without mentioning the term UFO, and every answer that he gave me before he finally clammed up indicated that one of the primary missions of this particular constellation, which had been all over the world, was connected with the same thing that the Project Magnet in Canada was searching for. He said that he knew of the work of Wilbert Smith. He said that this was an outgrowth of, in cooperation with the Canadian government, of Project Magnet in Canada. And later, when I made the mistake of mentioning the word UFO, he clammed up almost immediately as if he were on security. This ship was commissioned and paid for by the Department of the Navy. And its cover story, the reason which they give for having this equipment on board, was that it is searching out magnetic anomalies for navigational purposes, and that these isometric lines, which this ship can determine, are then forwarded to the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey Office, where they will eventually go on navigational charts all over the world. But Mr. Crow, in this picture, after I had the opportunity to communicate with him for about 10 minutes, indicated rather strongly that the primary purpose of this was for magnetic anomalies coming from above the surface of the Earth. When I asked him if his crew had found any anomalies coming from above, he said yes, very definitely, in the area of Key West, Florida, that when they flew close to the surface of the Earth, they got rather smooth isometric lines. When they flew at higher altitudes, these things were rough, which would indicate to him that at the particular time this mission was flown, the magnetic anomalies were coming from above the Earth. Now, the next photograph in this series is a close-up of this anomaly detector, which is fantastically sensitive. The fifth shot series shows the navigator's station, this chair on the post, with a lookout for their astronavigation, and behind it the control panels for the magnetic detectors. The last shot in this series shows a close-up of the bench for the electronic control and charting position for the magnetic anomaly detectors. Another thing which came out of this conversation was that several of our satellites were equipped with heavy water proton progression type magnetometers. The cover story here again being that they were searching for magnetic anomalies in the Earth's magnetic field, and the very, very obvious inference being that they were searching for unidentified flying objects which in some way disturbed the Earth's magnetic field and gave themselves away in this manner. I thought this was rather interesting. You might add it to your collection of unsolved data. My own conclusion, based on talking with both the pilots, co-pilot, and Mr. Crow, was that they are quite aware that this ship is being used in part of the overall search for the UFO.